Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it.
Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes.
What the fuck is up, my nocturnal ninjas? And welcome to season two of Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast, an unapologetic, unfiltered, uncensored dive into the world of whatever the fuck I damn well please. I am your host, comedian, rapper, writer, kind of sort of gamer a little bit when I feel like it, Roxy Hayes. And I am joined here today by one of my very good homies, actor, gamer, collector, big head child, Cleo Thomas. I'm so excited for you to be here today. Thank you, Mr. Starks.
Why did I even sign up to do this? You know, when you know what? You know what? There is that. I do have a lot of love for you, but I realize I signed myself up to be disrespected all the time. Now I'm going to start putting a wall up about that. We're going to start putting
that's not
really stop you in your tracks. You can't do this.
No, maybe that's like your thing. I think you like it a little.
It's not. It's not my kink.
Is that like a cake? I just fit the same. Is that you got like a, what's that, a degradation kink?
Yep. You're the first person to put me like maybe where that was a thing. I'm like, that's a thing. She was like, yeah, people love getting disrespected. I'm like, okay.
But I'll be keeping it. I'll be disrespecting you lightly. It don't be too crazy because I actually respect you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Now you know that's my king. You know that's my king, Brat Tamer. So you better relax. Let's go turn it to a whole nother podcast. Speaking of kinks, I don't know how that goes into that. Today we are talking about villainy. Villainy is one of my kinks. I will say I like a little evil. I feel like a little evil can be sexy. But since it's you, we're specifically talking about Disney villains. I think you're one of the only people that may equal or exceed, depending on what we talk about, my Disney knowledge. I am a Disney connoisseur. I love Disney. So I'm actually pretty hyped to talk about this with you, not just because of that, but also you're a villain. So I feel like if anybody's going to know about villains, it's a villain. Do you...
Why would you even describe me as a villain?
You don't feel like you're a villain? Have you?
I think I give off villain energy sometimes.
Even like what you just did with your eyebrow, like the people at home. You give maybe anti-hero. You give like reluctant hero. Like if somebody was like passing out in front of you, you would do something, but like. If somebody called you and was like, oh my God, Cleo, there's danger over here. You're like, that's crazy. And you're going to hang up the phone. Like that.
Call Superman.
Yeah, like, this is not, I'm not doing that. So yeah, you like villainy. I feel like you like villainy. So before we get into this, I always have to say this, even though I feel like I shouldn't. This is a spoiler. We're spoiling. If you haven't seen something, Tough Titty, we're talking about probably really like 20, 30 year old movies. So if you haven't seen like Emperor's New Groove by now, that's on you, baby. All right. Also, these are our lists. Like I said, we really love Disney, but I feel like what a lot of people don't like to do is critique or talk about the negative side of stuff that they like. So just because I'm saying I hate a person, I don't think that it's bad. I don't think that the movie or the content is bad. But even if I do, hey, bitch, that's my opinion. I have mine. You can have yours. Don't be coming talking crazy to me because I like to talk crazy back. So all of these are disclaimers, pretty much telling you shut the fuck up. Enjoy what's going on here. So, Cleo, why?
The internet really does have. You have to really put up a warning label. Like you really have to. People will get really wild in your comments. And I don't. I personally never gave a shit. I don't care. I really don't care about that kind of stuff. But I understand why you have to do it because people will go above and beyond.
they'll talk crazy, and then I like to cuss people out, and then they're always like, well, why did you cuss me out? So, like, mark it down, you're getting cussed out. Shut up,
Cleo. You cuss people out? No, it's all right.
Right. Hey, no. Oh, all right. I don't need that from you. So, we're gonna start with, we're making a list. We made two different lists, a list of our three favorite, our three least favorite. I love to start with hate. Let's start with hate. So who is your, I'll go first. So my number three least favorite villain is going to be Lady Tremaine from Cinderella. I hate that bitch. That is, first of all, I hate her for a multitude of reasons. Number one, Cinderella didn't deserve that. Cinderella did not deserve that treatment. She did not love her daddy. Like, we know you didn't love her daddy, bitch. You was just marrying him because that was a big ass house. You wanted that estate. You are an old gold digger, okay? You wasn't even that bad. You wasn't even that bad to be acting like that. Like, her bad bitch energy was very unwarranted. Her daughters were hideous. She was gassing up mediocrity. They were so, like, they was not cute at all. I hated that cat, Lucifer. He was a little asshole. Like, there was no, she had no redeeming qualities. Like, she wasn't funny. She wasn't, like, what was your motivation? Just being a bitch.
She was literally just a bitch. But that's the thing. It's like, she was a bitch, and she hated on pretty girl energy, obviously, Cinderella, right? But I never thought about it in the way that you just explained, as far as, like, yo, her how they designed her face, it's just such a stern bitch face.
Yeah, she has the meanest face.
Yeah.
Why are you so mean? You were born to be mean. You were born with that face. You had no other option but to be a bitch. So I hate her. I hate her children. I mean, have you seen Cinderella 3 where they, like, go back in time and they change it to where one of the daughters marries the prince? It's crazy. It's actually pretty good. But she got, I forgot which one. It was Anastasia and Drizella. I think it was Drizella that got the redemption arc. She ended up being happy. But if we're going just the first one, that's canon. They were terrible people. There was no reason. They was hating on Cinderella. Fucked up her dress. Like, that scene even now makes me cry. It really pisses me off. So fuck her. Mm. Fuck her kids. Fuck that cat. Fuck you all the way.
Very quickly, can we put Lady Tremaine, like, have you ever seen the movie Dead Silence?
Uh-uh.
Okay, it's a scary movie. But yeah, there's a bit
trilogy. No, I didn't see that.
He is a ventriloquist woman who's like the big bad of that movie. And that's what Lady Tremaine looks like in, like, real life. It's just, you're just a bitch. Okay. You asking my least favorite Disney villain, correct? My least favorite?
Mm-hmm. So we're doing descending order. So you're number three.
My number three. So lowest on my list, the person that I'm like, okay, that I don't like. I may have to go with, what's my villain's name for Pocahontas?
Was it Radcliffe? Yeah. Mine for the taking.
John Radcliffe.
Governor Radcliffe.
I can't stand this guy. I hate his design. I hate his pigtails. I hate his weak ass mustache. I hate that triangle ass beard. This fake ass pimp suit he got on, him and the dog. Like, bro, Roxy, you can't see this image I have, can you?
I looked it up too.
I need you to see this image.
Is it the one where he's holding the dog?
No. Hold on. I need you, if we end up putting it out audio, and then we put some video over this, I need you to see. I need you to see
the video now, just because. Why is he tuning in? Y'all, he is throwing it back. He is built so wide. Them little legs, that calf is crazy. Them little heels and kitten heels. Where were you going, baby? Where were you going? I hate it. I hate his fit. I hate Cleo, stop putting it down. I hate the little hat on the booty. Why is his hat on the booty?
Not a fan of him. I've hated when I think of
Pokemon. Any reason?
As hell, the savages, bro, wild as hell, man. I never liked him as a character. I don't think of him at all when I think of Pocahontas. I don't. Mm-hmm. I really just think of Pocahontas. Then what? John, whatever the hell his name is.
John Smith.
And then what's the other Indian dude to be rocket? That's what with Pocahontas.
Cocoa, the one that got killed.
Yeah, poor Cocoa.
He was fine. He didn't deserve that.
But this is that kind of episode, Roxy. Hmm? This is that kind of episode. You don't need to be lusting after your villain.
I like to lust. But yeah, no, I agree. He was definitely in my honorable mentions. So that actually kind of transitions too, because I hate this person.
Okay.
Because they just suck. Gaston. And Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Okay, here's why. He's a sexual harasser. He was sexually harassing her. He like pulled up to her house. He put her daddy in an asylum. For what? Because she wouldn't give you no pussy? That's crazy. You're crazy. You got her daddy locked up in a mental institution because you couldn't get none. And she didn't give you none because you couldn't read. He couldn't read. All she wanted was a man that read a book. And he put the book upside down. And she was like, no thanks. No thanks. What, like, I don't. he was just a terrible. And then you go, and you such a hater. You gonna go to her new man house and storm his house because she wouldn't give you no pussy. Like, all this comes back to, he got no pussy. You're acting up because you got no vagina. That's crazy.
Roxy. It's what Gaston is a wild villain, yes, because it all of everything about him at this point in the era that we're in is considered very cancel culturable. Everything about him, everything about
him. They get him out of here,
dog. He's too macho. He talked crazy. He got women on his shoulders. He got the bar turned up. You want to take full advantage of this young, naive book nerd. And you're right. He did storm Beast's cat. Like, bro, you know how wild you got to be to pull up on a nigga crib over some pussy that literally ain't yours. It's not your crib. It's yours. You never had it. Right.
You never had it. You never smelled it. Nothing. She never gave you nothing. She told you no, and you was like, I'm finna go kill her new man.
That's some hate. That's shit.
And you don't even feel bad when he dies. You're just like, oh, that's crazy.
No one did. We were like, That was it. That was it. We sent his ass home, bro. He got sent to the nether realm. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Somebody coming to your house like, hey, where my bitch? She's like, what? Who are you? She don't even talk to you. She don't even have your number in her phone. What are you doing at my house?
He was a wild boy. He had LeFou with him. He had the whole town rocking with this narrative, dog. And it's amazing you bring up Gaston because I'm not going to say he's in my top three villains. I can't say that. But I do appreciate what he means to the story of Beauty and the Beast. Like, he's such a good villain for them. But I got to bring up the other guy from Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh, it's your number two.
The old man, the monster,
the
rock, the one with bruh. When she came to him asking for help, and he said, get off me, wench. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You remember that moment?
Didn't they pay him? Yeah, and it's like,
they paid him.
And didn't.
I can't even stand that old mother. Bro, I hate him. I hate that guy. I'm you like, he don't crazy. Have no...
He wasn't even in the movie that long.
He wasn't, but he has a lasting effect on me. I'm like, yo, what is wrong with this dude? He was like, he's the old man in the city. He's supposed to be like all knowledgeable, you know what I mean? Like, you want the best for it. Bro, he straight disrespected her. He straight snatches her, get off me. And then Belle had to go talk to Gaston.
Like, please, he's like, we'll help y'all, right? Like, what?
He said, don't worry. He said, don't worry, mademoiselle. We'll take good care of him. And then rolled up the portable tail for the body.
Pulled up in a paddy wagon. Yo, I'm airing this bitch out. You put my daddy in a paddy wagon, I'm airing this bitch out.
That's cold.
That is fucking cold. And you know what's even funnier? Because he voiced my number one, which is Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Woo!
Boy, I hate that motherfucker.
Why you don't like Frollo?
Okay, first of all, he killed Quasimodo mama for no reason on the church steps. How you a priest, the man of the cloth, you like, I'm finna air it. I'm finna kill this bitch for a living. Because she was a whore. How you know what the fuck she doing? So you kill her, then you put her son in a bell tower, giving him bread and scraps just because he ugly. Then Esmeralda pull up, and he like, ooh, I want some melanin. And then tried to sexually assault her in the church. And then sang a song about being horny. He, Cleo, he sang a song about being horny. You a sick freak smelling her scarf. Freaky ass, little boy.
He's the number one creepy, should be hated by everyone villain. He is. Frollo's song, Hellfire, it still scares the shit out.
I fire, dark fire, freaky ass.
He had her cloth as he's smelling it. As he's singing the song, he's like, oh. Like, oh, bro, it don't even smell like, bro, that's like legit. And you got to think of the time in which this movie is. That's a lot of must and grime and dirt. She was a gypsy. You were smelling gypsy balls on there, bro. That was that a nut rag for
crazy. Okay. And then he said, either be mine or I'm going to burn you at the stake. That's, once again, over pussy. Why are y'all this pressed over pussy that's not yours? She never showed no interest, sicko.
Roxy, he didn't say just burn her at the stake. This motherfucker was willing to burn down the whole city over the girl. Bro, fuck. He was going to kill her and everybody else.
Her whole crew. Everybody. Everybody.
He said, God have mercy on her. God have mercy on me. She'll be mine or she will burn.
Never want nobody that bad. I don't never want anybody to want me that bad. Just imagine somebody like North Hollywood will burn. What? Sir, leave me alone.
Yo, the whole lake is still on fire. Oh,
shit. And that's a long ass street.
Dog, Frollo was wild, dog. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't register. I think I watched Hunchback of Notre Dame once as a kid, and they played it in school. If it was a rainy day, and they just threw a Disney freaking video on, they didn't care. And I watched that movie one time as a kid, didn't watch it till years later as an adult. So I didn't register that was like Frollo, because that's Frollo, Quasimodo daddy, right?
So I don't think so. I think that they killed her husband and he was just like cleansing the town of, so what's the term? Because I think gypsy is not the proper term anymore, right? Like, you're not supposed to,
you can't say gypsy anymore.
Yeah, I think it's like a racial, like not a slur, but like, I don't know what it is, but we'll just say her people.
Okay.
I think they killed her husband. And that's why she was running, because remember, they were burning down all of those villages, right?
Right, right.
And so then, yeah, he just was like, I'm finna kill you. But he, you know, the other priest was like, you gonna kill her on the steps of the church? Now atone for your sins or you're going to hell, you sick son of a bitch. And so...
Sanctuary!
Yeah. Me and my brother used to be fighting. And if it got too intense, I would just start screaming.
I hate the fact that Hunchback of Notre Dame and the Page Master gave us that shit. Sanctuary.
I love the Page Master. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, you're right. He just became the begrudged caretaker of the deformed Quasimodo. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. Yeah, he's just a sick fuck, because he felt guilty, and he also was like, well, now I have essentially a slave, like, watch over. Yes,
he believes that the Romanian people to be the best heinous of all malefactors, and therefore dedicates 20 years of his life eradicating them. That's what the breakdown in bio is of him.
That's why he was so horny. He was like, man, I spent 20 years trying to get him up out of here, but I didn't know they was thick. They been thick this whole time. I
Oh my God. That was good. Damn.
He's like, wait a minute. Maybe I was too hasty. She was spinning that scarf. You're like, wait a minute. That's what was going on in the underground villages. I was
in the furry. He said, bring me that bitch.
Lock his ass.
He is the worst.
He definitely is the worst. And that was a solid list. And so now we can do our favorites. And these are still people that are terrible, but we just love them. Went first. Okay, so would you like to go first? So this
go for
number
it.
Four. Is your I'll go for it. Cool. So number three, I'm going Scar. Mm-hmm. Number three is Scar. Scar was a terrible person. But I watch Lion King at least once or twice a year, and he is so unnecessarily funny. He's so unnecessarily petty, and I feel like he has one of the best Disney villain songs. It's a banger. But also, like, he had the hyenas. He had Whoopi Goldberg. He had, then he had Cheech. Was it Cheech? Yeah, he had Cheech. I forgot Cheech who the last one was. It was Jim Cummings, right? Because he does everybody's voice. So, like, probably. He had this team of hilarious hyenas, but, like, he had a clear motivation. He wanted Mufasa up out of there. He wanted to be king. He was skinny and scrawny, wasn't getting no hoes. He was a hater. Scar was the ultimate hater. He was like, my brother looked way better than me.
Yeah.
I got to get him up out of here and his child.
Yeah.
When he slapped Simba mama.
Robbie.
Sarabi, bitch. Like, where's the fucking food, bitch? And slap the shit. But I just love how she walked with her head up. She knew some too was finna be some stupid shit.
She did. She knew. She knew I gotta come deal with this nigga on this damn mountaintop, man. Damn.
She was disgusted. There's no food, Scar. Bitch, find it. Pow! Slap the shit. But he was just evil, but he was I just ate his guts, but he was such a good villain.
My thing with Scar, he killed his own brother. That automatically makes him legendary villain. He killed his own brother. Then he put a hit out on his nephew.
On the baby. Oh, and then lied to him.
And then manipulated the whole situation. Like, yo, this is your fault. You made this happen.
Get that man trauma for years.
The mental warfare that he played on that on poor Simp, all of those things are great. But yes, I agree with you. The most devious thing that he did was pimp slap backhand Sarabi in front of the entire pride.
It was in front of all my friends and family.
Dog, the fact that she said, if you were half the king, Mufasa.
Don't you say that name to me?
The equivalent of that in real people turn in real people world is if a real man. Well, if you were a real man, you feel me? That's the needle. That's the truth.
My ex took care of all of this, Cleo. You just over here.
If you were half the king, Mufasa was. Whoop. I'm 10 times the king Mufasa was.
10 times is crazy. It's like, Scar, look around, baby. Ain't no grass. Like, we are
poverty at this point. Everyone's malnourished. Ain't none. The hyenas ate everything up. The gazelles then left. The whole land is out.
You're malnourished.
Yeah, Scar, if you're a Disney fan and Scar isn't in your top three, you're messing up.
I 1,000% agree. Is Scar Scar's your three as well?
Scar's my three. Scar's my in reverse order. Scar's my number one, but he's in my top three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Scar.
Yeah. So then I'll throw in my bottom pick for who is my it's going to be Jafar for me. It's going to be Jafar. I like Jafar because he literally, like, the whole time he was on screen, you were always intrigued by what the hell was he going to say. He has such great back and forth banter with Iago. And we know his backstory. Like, yo, he really was a lad. Like, he was a street rat, too. He manipulated his way all the way to the top. And on the real, succeeded. He did it.
And he's a scammer. Top scammer. You know I look up to that.
God. Yeah, exactly. He represented for y'all, man. He represented something perfect. Started from the bottom, now we here. Hey. He did it. He went from the all-red guard to the all-white, feeling like he's godly. It was dope.
Yeah,
it was dope.
That was fire. And then his look is just extremely iconic.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a villain. Like, that's why you look like a villain. He looks like a villain. Cleo is Jafar.
It's there. It's 100% there. Like, it'd be a dream come true if they ever did, like, a Disney. Because I think they have a book series that's all the prequels. Uh-huh. You ever heard about this? They have a book series.
Yeah, I got most of those books. Yeah. I love those. Yeah, oh yeah. If they did that and you were Jafar, I need that. That's like legit, honestly, one of my favorite cosplay. And you've done a lot of dope shit. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, this guy, hey, this boy, this man.
Hey, that boy got it. He put that shit on, though. I might bring that out at DreamCon. Hey, you think I should bring that out at DreamCon?
Please, when I tell you, I would be so happy if I saw you walking around with the little snakes.
I might pour that shit on at DreamCon.
Please. We do gotta do a video or something.
Jafar's dope. I mean, the moment he turns Jasmine from blue to red, she got the slave fit on.
What is freaky? Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Why everybody so freaky? Jafar. And he was like, yeah.
They're not doing that kind of stuff in films, in Disney films anymore.
Oh, no.
They're really not.
No.
You're not getting those little moments where you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like Nala looking at Simba, you're not getting that in this new era. You're not.
Just say, cut that. Cut that freaky shit. No freaky shit.
It ain't crazy to me, but it's like, yo, that was a part of what made those movies memorable for so many of us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there at all.
And,
like,
and it felt like, you know, as a kid, you kind of like when you feel like you're looking into, like, the adult world. Like, we know this is a kid movie. Like, we didn't know that he was lusting after her, but we was like, ooh, this feels like something we shouldn't be watching. This feels freaky. I don't know what he's looking at her like that for, but I know it's inappropriate, and I'm glad that I can see it because I'm six. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not supposed to.
Clapping furry lion cheeks.
Hey, yo, he was, hey, he did. And then they had a baby.
What was
the
baby?
Then we got, like, what was her name? Because it was in Lion King. It was Lion King.
Everyone knows Kovu. No one knows his
name. Kovu's fine ass.
See? Kovu. Everyone knows Kovu, punk ass, but don't nobody know Simba's daughter.
Was fine. Kiara? I just looked it up.
It meant.
Is that right? It's Kiara? Yeah, it's Kiara. That's a fire ass name, but girl, you was not. I'm so sorry. You were not the star of the movie. It was Kovu. He had just more of a backstory. So yeah, fire ass. Hey, solid pick. So now I'm gonna do my number two. Oh wait, go ahead.
Very quickly about Scar, and we bring up the Lion King too. That man's negative, toxic energy lived on so long that his ride or die bitch tried to recreate him.
And her son died because of it. Remember, she was like, is this what you want, mother? With his little crazy ass. And his crazy ass died. And she's like, Kobe, this is your fault. No, it's not, girl. That was your fault. That little boy was crazy.
He
was
not
supposed to be up. Kobe was going through. And they'd be like, those aren't Scar's kids. It's like, yes, they are. Who else's kids are they? This is like, these are the rogue lions Scar was the king of the pride. Only the king of the pride has sex. So after Mufasa died, he was the only male lion. He was fucking. Those are his children. They look just like him. Those his kids. That was his eye bitch. They was, that is his, you know what it is? He was Voldemort, and that was Bellatrix. And then they randomly had a child. You know, they had Voldemort and Bellatrix got a, I forgot what the child's name is. But in the cursed child, they, that's their kid. That was their cursed children. That's what that is. Those his kids.
You do, do you, have you heard about the deleted scene from Lion King that showed Scar like hitting on, I think he was hitting on Nala?
What?
Yeah, there's a deleted scene that never got animated. Let me double check this. I'm not tripping. Scar.
I wouldn't be surprised. They probably were trying to make him more villainous because that would have did it. That, oh, it is. I'm going to definitely watch this later. Yes. Thank you for that.
That did happen.
That's, hey, he's sick. You sicko. Let's also just point out how Simba and Nala are cousins because once again, Mufasa's the only one having sex. So isn't that like his niece?
Yeah, it gets dark when we start playing by the actual rules of the real animal kingdom.
Hey, them lions freaky. All right, so now I'm going to do my number two.
Go for it. Go for it.
Freaky ass lion. I feel like this is one of my favorite villains, just like in life. Hades from Hercules. Hercules, ooh, yo, was one of my favorite movies. I know you're like, it's not that great. It was the music. Shut up, Cleo. Even if you don't like Hercules, the movie, Hades' character is hilarious. Hades is one of the reasons, like, why Hercules is so good. Like, he's hilarious. He has the best dialogue. He just is, he's so funny. He's so funny. He's one of, like, I have a list of, like, things that made me want to be a comedian. Like, as a child, I was like, I want to do that. He's so funny. I want to be that person. That's a funny person. Like, I don't know what he's doing, but that specific thing and how people are reacting to him, I want to do that. So Hades was like a big influence on me in like what being funny is and what that looks like. And he's just funny. Him and Pain and Panic and just how he would go crazy and his hair would blow out. And even like his intro, like how he was talking to Zeus. I like a wayward brother. I don't know why, because that's two wayward brothers back to back. But Hades was definitely jealous of Zeus. Came into the party, tried to poison Hercules at the baby shower. Remember, he was like, here's a little
thing. They won.
Like, yeah. So it was just like, we knew his motivation up top. He never wavered. He never like had her. I love when villains don't have a redemption. Like, you born evil, you come in the movie evil, you die evil. I don't want to see you become a good person. Like, be evil. Stand on that shit. Stand on business. And he stood on business and he was funny. He's a guy. Iconic.
I'm right there with you on that. Hades, for me, you've already put my complaints out there. I don't like the Hercules film. I think people just love the muses. I think they definitely, come on in. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have these black women singing. And then it was like, hey, switch everything up. It was definitely a little, they definitely pulled the rug out from underneath people's feet with that one, in my opinion about it. But when it comes to Hades, dog, he is funny. He's iconic. James Woods did an amazing job bringing this character to life. So many quotables. The scenes, is like you said, with him going from blue when he's calm, and then when he turns up and he goes all red, it's like, yo, that's such a great character design. So I can imagine you watching it, Rox, like now knowing you all these years, I'm like, oh, I can see how that inspired you. No lie, because it was really cool. It was over the top. And I get why. So I'm with it.
Very.
He almost even read it through.
Yeah. And I think that was what makes it dope too. Cause a lot of times, like, we know that the villain's not gonna win, right? But in Hercules, like, Hercules almost died. He had the Olympians, like, on the ropes. Like, Zeus was covered up by magma. Like, if Hercules didn't save Megara, if he would have like fuck that bitch, he never would have ascended and became a god. So even that, you know how much I love a love story. So it was like, it was love, it was intrigue, it was this, it was like deception. Okay, it was all of this culminating into this huge scene, and also like, you know, just us seeing Hercules grow to the person to beat this villain who you like. Like, Hades is likable, So it's just, yeah, it's great. It was great. And you like seeing Hades lose because he had been such an asshole. Like when he lost, you was like, damn, all right, let's go. I'm glad you lost because we wanted Hercules to win. Great.
Human Negro with the, he's a guy.
Bars.
What's the moment that they're at the Coliseum and he's like, he tells Pain and Panic to chill out. Does he say it's halftime or does he say
and he's like, and I forgot, but when he sits back,
yes, that's what that moment made me a fan of Hades. That was my favorite moment.
And then that's when, and that even that scene too, like, because that came out a lot, like when we were young. And then the Cerberus with the heads and the snakes. It was the snake heads, the Hydra. The Hydra with all the heads. They did that Cerberus, but they didn't really show him that much. He, like, Hercules was riding on his back. But anyway, yeah. So Hades is dope. And then now for my number one.
Number one, what you got?
You already said your number one, Scar. I feel like you'll agree with this one. Yzma from Ifrit's New Groove.
That's right. That's right.
Yzma's my absolute favorite villain. Like, first of all, she is hilarious. She's just so funny. I've been a fan of Eartha Kitt since I was little. She's been in so many movies. She was in Holes with You. She was in Harriet the Spy. Like, every time she's cameoed, like, I just knew I really liked it. Yeah, she's in Harriet the Spy. Harriet breaks into her house. And she was like, she's playing an actress. That's the first time Harriet got caught. She was in her, like, dumb waiters, that was called. Ooh,
Yep.
She got caught. And so she was just always so funny and just like, I like seeing people that are their own people. So like her, Jennifer Lewis, like I like people like that. She's like, I'm loud, I'm big. What the fuck about it? I like just people that stand on business. And Eartha Kitt, no matter what she was in, she was standing on what the fuck she was about. So like,
yeah,
that character being a woman and being like, no, I want to be emperor and I'm gonna be sneaky and I'm a scam. You know, I like a scammer. I'm gonna scam my way in. And let's kill him. But I'm not going to kill him. I'm going to get this fine-ass swole man to do it. Like, all of that energy.
Okay. Kronk 2.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to calm out. Now, I'm the freaky freak. But yeah, like, Kronk is fine. Eddie Cook.
Dim-witted ass. Really?
He just can't talk. Don't talk. Just make, bring in the spinach puffs. Make my drink. No poison. And let's go.
Boy, Kuzco. He's for boy.
He's just big and muscly and stupid, but as soon as he talk, I would be like, hey, you gotta go. I need you to get out. I need you to get out.
Jesus. You gotta go. You're please valid number one. Valid number one choice for Eartha Kitt being Yzma. I remember when I first watched the movie, I wasn't aware. And it wasn't until years later that it clicked. And I'm like, oh my God, that's Eartha Kitt. And then I saw a few like behind the scenes videos. And I'm like, oh. And so like you said, like she brought so much of who she is in real life to these characters that she's played. So, but with Yzma, the design of her, the eyes, the like those little things. There's
she's great. She's great, bro. How does she die?
So she didn't die. So what happened was, you remember the poisons and all of that, and she turned into a cat. Remember she took the, when I become my beautiful self, I will kill you. And so then at the end, she ends up joining Kronk's Squirrel Scouts. You remember? You remember her and that squirrel? So they like kind of join. I even like that ending, like Kronk kind of joining the family in the village, and he's teaching the kids how to speak squirrel. And that's like the last scene, her being like squeak squeakity, squeak squeaking, and they're holding the little acorn. God. So it's just like now she's just this adorable cat. So it's just, and that's just one of my favorite movies. Period. I feel like it's criminally underrated, but just her as a villain, like it was me and I'm doing an episode with Carl Jones, and we were talking about Looney Tunes, and we were talking about how like cartoons doing cartoon shit. I feel like a lot of times cartoons, they try to make them realistic. Like Emperor's New Groove was goofy. You remember when Kronk and Yzma got to the castle, and Kuzco's like, how did y'all beat us here? We were, And they were looking at the map and they were like, we don't know. It doesn't make sense. Like, that's just so funny because it's a cartoon. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Like, stuff like that makes it so funny. And just Yzma's character and just like how evil she was and how much she did not care and how fucking crazy she looked. And that's also just, you don't see a lot of old women villains like that. Mm-hmm. Not like that. They're usually like mean. Like we said, they're like, they make them like bitches. They make them like Lady Tremaine. Her defining characteristic is being mean. Yzma's is, she's hilarious. She's funny. She has energy. You like want to like her. And I wish that just period, they would make more female characters like that. Like, she was a dynamic character. Every time she was in a scene, you wanted to see her in more scenes.
You're not wrong about that. You bring up Lady Tremaine as the opposite of that. And it also makes me think of like Mother Gothel. Like, same way. Yeah. Mother Gothel was just a bitch.
She was just a bitch. She was just, and like, she could sing her ass off, but like, your motivation was vanity. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like, especially as a woman, like, okay, that's boring. But Yzma was like, no, I want to be emperor. I want to be powerful. I'm going to make these people around me do my bidding, and I'm going to have personality. I'm still going to be cute, because even like the scene where he pops into her tent and she got her face mask on and she bald. Like, you with the cucumbers. But she like, y'all not finna see me be ugly. So just like somebody that is interested in how they look, but also like, my focus is the power. Like, I think that just makes for like an extremely dynamic character. And she's just great. And once again, Eartha Kitt. It's Eartha Kitt.
It's Eartha MF and legendary Kitt, dog. And that woman has done it all. That woman really did live a hell of a life. You know, she has a statue.
Fact. Yeah, she's sing, dance, act. Like, she's talented woman. And like, she... It started breaking up just a bit.
But yeah, all good. No, she's legendary. And I think that was the perfect casting to bring Yzma to life. And yeah, you're right. I don't think the Emperor's New Groove gets its due. Because it is a very funny movie. Like, Disney took a chance putting David Spade as the voice, as the lead at that time. I'm like, bro, how the hell did this play out? Because he came from Joe Dirt.
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
Yeah, that was the film.
Which was a terrible movie, by the way.
I didn't
it's
like.
It's so funny.
I didn't understand it. It's one of those.
It was one of them like stoner. Yeah, like, it's just like, this is stupid. But if you're high enough, it'll be funny. As a person that smokes weed, it's still not funny to me. But you know what? Hey, it be on sometimes. So yeah, that completes our list. And that's it for Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. First of all, thank you so much, Cleo, for coming on here. This was hilarious. My head hurts. Like, I was laughing so much. My head hurts. What do you have? I don't know when this was dropping because it's me. So, but what do you have coming up? Where can people find you? All of those things and such.
Follow me at Cleo Thomas across all socials. Make sure you're following me on Snapchat as well, man. I got something really special cooking up with the snap.
With the snap. And I am Roxy Hayes. You can find me at everything at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. Wherever you're listening to this or watching this, I don't know what I'm doing with this yet. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow, leave a review. All of those things help me out. These episodes drop right now. As of right now, they are supposed to drop monthly on the last Thursday, but we both know that may or may not be when these are going to drop. So just follow, subscribe, get the notifications so when these episodes do drop, you can listen to them. One more time, thank you so much to Cleo Thomas. I am excited because this was really fun. Do you want to end on a song?
Pick the song. Go.
Like fire.
Hell fire. God, he's the worst.
Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.